This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The Handmaid's Tale. This is your IGN review of Harold Halibut by Tristan Ogilvie. Almost all video games are painstakingly made by human hands, but Harold Halibut takes that idea so literally that you can almost spot the fingerprints of its creators on screen. This colorful, story-driven adventure features meticulously hand-sculpted characters that have been seated in detailed miniature sets, digitally scanned, and brilliantly brought to life in a 12-hour interactive stop-motion movie that we get to star in. Yet, like the oceanic alien world in which it takes place, Harold Halibut is deeper than it first appears. I came for the unconventional art style, but I stayed for the cast of quirky characters in a playful mystery to unravel that features plenty of warmth and humor beneath its striking stop-motion surface. Set a couple of hundred years into the future, the events of Harold Halibut take place on the Fedora, an Ark-like spaceship that evacuated Earth during the peak of the Cold War in the 1970s. It later crash-landed into the gloomy waters of a distant ocean planet, where it has remained ever since under the rule of the slightly suspect All Water Corporation. You strap on the work boots of the titular Harold Halibut, a hand-painted handyman who serves as a lab assistant in the ship's science wing. The opening hours of the story are spent running menial daily tasks like cleaning filtration systems and scrubbing walls, before the unexpected arrival of an alien being draws Harold into a considerably more captivating quest. With his amusing objections to the local water tube-based public transport system that flushes him from one place to another like a discarded tissue down a toilet, and his tendency to sing goofy songs while performing his daily duties, I found Harold to be a particularly charming and relatable hero. The fact that he was born on the Fedora and its boundaries are the only world he's ever known means that when Harold's adventure eventually takes him beyond its man-made walls, his sense of awe at his uncharted alien surroundings neatly mirrored my own. While Harold Halibut may resemble a point-and-click adventure at first glance, it doesn't actually play like one. There's no inventory of objects to collect and combine, nor any challenging puzzles to complete. While there are the odd, uncomplicated minigames to enjoy, such as steering a surveillance camera strapped to a remote-controlled car through a maze of air vents, or removing the exterior panels of a 3D printer with some satisfyingly tactile turns of a screwdriver, the vast majority of objectives in Harold Halibut simply require you to seek out a specific character and trigger a conversation with them in order to progress the increasingly fascinating narrative. This did unfortunately lead to quite a lot of trudging back and forth through the same small set of rooms and corridors, which made me acutely aware of how sluggish and occasionally unresponsive the run button can be. There's a lot more to it beyond idle chit-chat, of course, and an unlikely series of events drags Harold to all four corners of the Fedora, and eventually beyond it, into the dazzling, day-glow underwater depths of an undiscovered, peace-loving alien colony. Here, Harold Halibut becomes an entertaining fish-out-of-water story, despite somewhat ironically being about a human deep underwater who happens to be named after a fish. Throughout, Harold Halibut's journey is heartwarmingly wholesome, full of intrigue and a sense of adventure, but never mean-spirited, and the illusion of its spellbinding stop-motion style is only occasionally shattered when characters clip through parts of their surroundings. Given how enchanting Harold Halibut's homespun world is, then, it's a slight disappointment that there are no extras to unlock upon completing its campaign. It may take place at the bottom of the ocean on a distant alien planet, but Harold Halibut's story is an entirely human one, both in terms of its carefully handmade environments and its strong emphasis on empathy toward its eccentric cast of characters. While I wish that there was a little more interactivity to be found throughout its subaquatic setting, and Harold's shuffling run could have been boosted to a sprint to reduce the time spent repeatedly schlepping from one end of its levels to the other, I nonetheless remain captivated by his whimsical quest to unite his community and explore the spectacular surroundings of his sunken home. Consistently funny and full of surprises, Harold Halibut is a wholesome, handcrafted adventure with plenty of heart. Harold Halibut's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Harold Halibut, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.